people who speak of special needs, of autism, as they are less than. You know, I'm new in the word, and what popped up on my phone was, and I need to take these settings off. They just keep coming back. I don't know. It's annoying. No weapon formed against me shall prosper through devices. I don't care, devil. Get your hands on my devices, dude. But no, really, I turn them off and they come back on. But you know what? This is stirring something up in me that maybe, oh, I know somebody else needs to hear this. Whether you have a child that has autism, ADHD, mental retardation, whatever it is. And I ain't even saying these words. You know, they're healed and whole. And so this came up, and this has been for a while. Of course, the autism thing, you know, I have a son. I always say, you know, and it's changing. The words are changing. It's a rearranging, a changing, renewal of your mind type thing that will display, like in John, I think it's 9:1-3. It says, you know, let me read it specifically, but it speaks of, okay, yeah, got that one right. As he passed by him, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that the man was born blind? Jesus answered, it was not that this man sinned or his parents, but the works of God might be displayed in him. Ooh, that hit me. Ooh, straight to my heart. This is my son, my baby, that I carried in my womb, formed, knit by God. Whether I took Tylenol or not, or whatever, vaccinations, whatever, my son is whole. He is whole. He is loved. He is beautiful. There are challenges, yes. But it says in the word as well that there shall not be any stumbling blocks to this. And so, yeah, y'all are blocks, stumbling blocks. You people that I pray for you to open up your eyes, that the words you speak, the power of the tongue, the things that you say, affect other people in their hearts. I've had people in the church say to me, no more vaccinations, trying to tell me what to do with my child, and implying that that's why he has this. It doesn't have him. It doesn't have control over him. It is controlled by our guidance and what God is showing me and his father. So, yeah, it really upsets me, obviously. And it says in the word, though, to not take offense. But by these challenges, by the, it's a lot, God wants you to display the works, to show the world, just as I'm doing. But it's okay. We just get through it. We just unify, get together with parents, other parents that are going through the same thing. I have a friend, TJ, his son has disabilities. You may hate to say that. You can call me for over 10 years. Disabled. Yeah. Not working. 180 pounds. Gout. Plantar fasciitis. On a walking cane with a son who has autism that was going to get diagnosed. But it was hell. And there are still really, really difficult times. You know, I don't have them physical custody. We do have joint custody, but like primarily they're not here, my sons. My older son, he has some ADHD, whatever, obviously. I go there sometimes. But we speak to God, trusting in him, knowing of the healing. It says, by his stripes you were healed. So speaking it out. But don't go at another parent saying, oh, was it because, did you get vaccinations? Did you do this? Did you take Tylenol? You know what? Let me tell you this right now. I was on pain medication. Like narcotic pain medication. Prescribed. in my first and second pregnancy. How's that make you feel? Does that upset you? Because if I wasn't on it, my sons wouldn't be here. They would not be here. Blood pressure problems, chronic pain. My spine was not fine before pregnancies. I had abuse in my life. Three men that had put their hands on me. Actually, four. I sad, lost count. That person's gone. Person's gone. All old things passed away, new in Christ. Continual renewing of your mind. Yeah, I was on medication. I was on antidepressants. My sons are alive and well and happy and whole. Do not come at someone like that. Put yourself in their shoes. Because it puts blame on that person. And I love my children. They're my heart. So when you're saying something like that, you're stabbing me. Think about power of the tongue. Life, death. Stumbling blocks. So if you have an opinion about it, it doesn't have to be spoken. Just like the news and politics and this and that, this crazy world. What are you doing about it? Are you screaming at the TV? What's your plan? Tell me what your strategy is. And how is your opinion going to help others? When it says go and display the good works. You know, like the blind having sight. Any ailment that anybody has, I pray over them. And there have been testimonies. Our pastors just went to Kenya. Thousands of salvations. The mute speaking. A man that had not spoke all his life. So, if you've seen a miracle, I mean, you are seeing a miracle right here. I am a miracle, but you didn't see, like, what happened. But that is why it's unseen. It's faith. But I can tell you my story. It's not about my story. It's not about anything I did. And that's what's in scripture as a verse today. Salvation is not anything earned. Nothing to boast about. I boast in the Lord. And it says also in the sufferings. Because if you're not having persecution or anything come at you, what are we speaking? What are we doing? What are we displaying? Because it's the fight. It's the continually going, because this is what this person says. Well, let's go see what God says about that. Because the word is black and white. There's no changing that. There's no changing his love. It's unfailing. He didn't allow, you know, he didn't like make all these things to hurt people. He didn't put this in your child. Cancer. He didn't cause this car accident where the baby died and because it was their time to go. No. Let's not forget that there is a spiritual force out there that is powerful, but not almighty like the Lord. Our maker God of heaven and earth. He's full of glory. Not Satan. So these opinions are not coming from God. They are not godly. Lawsuits for Tylenol. Because you took Tylenol in pregnancy. You know what? I took Lortab. Prescribed. Why? Because if I didn't, you know, I didn't know Jesus back then. But I talked to God. And I thanked God. And I praised him. But I didn't know Jesus. And healing. But that doesn't make me a bad mom. A failed mom. If you only knew what our family has been through and still goes through, it's heavy. I used to have people say, oh no, before he's diagnosed, oh no, he's just hyper, he's just a kid, he's just, don't tell me, I'm his mom. I carried him, and I carry any burden that he ever has. He's happy. You know, he misses me. He wants to be with me a lot. Both my sons. But I know this is temporary. And I know that there's been growth. He just started reading 9 years old. And it's a slow process. He's not as motivated as I would like. But it's a process. So, your opinion is definitely not helping with anybody's progress for that process. So yeah, I'm going to get stirred up and I'm going to come at you, man, when you come at children. I don't hate anybody in this life. I don't like your opinion. I don't like you. I love you. We have to have love for each other. Ooh, my face is turning red. My eyes are turning green. Run, I'll give you 10 seconds, maybe 20 if you're lucky. You know, luck really doesn't exist. It's blessings. And our children are blessings. So walk away from those. Keep swiping because I have messages. Walk away from those thoughts that do not come from the Lord. They do not. It took a long time for when we went shopping for Dawson to get out of the buggy. I had to put him all the way up to, I think, 5 years old. I have it recorded. We're finally at a store. I said, Dawson, do you want to walk by mommy? You have to listen. You have to stay still. You have to stay with me, not run off. I carried a whistle around with me. At one point, I was on a walking cane. Their father in Afghanistan, depressed, depressed, suicidal, put myself in a hospital while my son is going through this. And my older son, Ty, getting pushed aside. Why? Because it was a safety thing. But Ty had to deal with a lot as a brother, not the attention that he got because Dawson got the special attention. My sons are great. They have great hearts. A little bit of attitude. I might have pulled the car over the last time they were here because of disrespect sometimes of their mouths. And I started speaking the word, honor the father and the mother. And they were quiet and apologized. These are lives. Little people that you want to plant the seeds and grow. And all this stuff out there. My son started reading. Doesn't mean he's going in, you know, into reading big books or anything. He's reading words like cat and bat. And love. And joy. And peace. These will be the very first words that he knows. And he understands that God loves him. He has seen the healing at 9 years old with who has autism. I tell people it's a funny story, you know, because he's seen mommy pray, you know, with people, over people for healing. Even my niece, Alexa, and Ty, my older son. But he had a stomach ache. He was not feeling good one day. And he kept running back and forth about that. He was, mama, 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 come here. And I'm like, what? What's up, son? What, you okay? And he said, my stomach hurts. My tummy hurts really bad. He said, pray. Please pray for me. I rejoiced in that moment. Why? Even though I was in the bathroom and I was going like, praying over his stomach, hand over his stomach, but glory to God, you know? I didn't care. Because he had witnessed the glory, the power in the Lord's name, in the healing. It says, go out and do greater works than he. Who's he? Jesus. The disciples. Greater is he than me that's in this world. That doesn't discount, take out children or people that have these things. So whatever you're saying or doing doesn't change that. Your word should be prayer, not pain. Because there's nothing with your opinion that is a gain. So if there's a problem, I'm really, really, really a lot better about this. And I teach my sons this, to improvise. If you don't have what you need, you feel like you need, you use what you have. But also, problems. Let's not sit in the problem. Let's get to the solution. And right here, the solution is you. Your perspective. Your heart. Ask God to examine your heart. Maybe you're that person, and I pray you have conviction. If you have said anything like this lately, I love you. I'm not perfect. I say things I should not repent and go to God, sorry. Please help me examine. I know you built my heart. I know you know me. Psalms 139, if there's any path of the last one, if there's any path of pain or anything that I'm walking in, please, Father, evaluate that. Show me what I need to see. Show me what I need to say to whatever person to ask for forgiveness for that. Don't go to people saying, did you get vaccinations for him? Is that why? Is that why he is the way he is? Wow. Wow. It's hurtful. We have hearts. So do they. So today, start with a prayer, not words of pain. No matter what's going on in your life, the sunshine, the rain, get to that heart of yours. Ask the Lord, please, Father, just anything, not even just this, but anything that is stirring up in you that you know is not from Him. First of all, you take authority. You tell the devil, command him to get his little troops, his little army, the little G-O-D off your family, your finances, your job, your heart, your mind, everything, every bit of you, your children. Command him to go. Darkness flee, light be. Easy as that. Empowerment. And the empowerment comes from going to your word. The Bible. His instruction. His word. His. So if you've been redeemed, set free, who the Son sets free is free indeed. That is the Son. The Son, not the shining in the sun. The Son that shines did not set you free. But the Son of God. He gave His one and only Son, Jesus, for you and me. And imagine, because you're sitting, imagine this. I just want to say this. I have an urgency to say this every time. It's very, very bold. Have to be. It says to be in the word. I won't stop. But it hit me months ago, thinking, man, these people that are just, they're in Christ, or they're Christian, or they're just going to church. And look, this is all said with love. I want you to have conviction. I have it every day. I'm not all knowing. He is. So don't think for one minute that I'm trying to just come at you in that way. This is from a good place, because I care. Imagine, because you go to Jesus, you know, you have a good heart in this world, or you've tried your best, you feel like you fought the good fights. But the time comes. I can only imagine. Like that song. But imagine this. You're face to face with Jesus. Something you've longed for. Your glorified body. You made it to heaven. Face to face. And you rejoice. You fall to your knees. You say, thank you for setting me free. You redeemed me by your blood. There's stripes that's healed. Like, thank you, Jesus. There's not enough thanks. You're my King. You have all the glory. And I thank God. And He says, yeah, I did save you. I'm your Savior. But what did you do with it? Did you tell someone? Did you go out into this world, as I said? Did you open your Bible? Did it collect dust? Do you think Jesus is just going to be like, oh, what's up? I mean, He's cool. I mean, He might give me dabs. Who knows? I think about that all the time. Every single day. It's like, wow. But look in the Word and see how bold he was. And in Christ, how we've been given that. Really given to the receive. Like, there's nothing, nothing that you do on this earth that, you know, unless it's in Christ and speaking his name, that's going to just fulfill what he asked of us. God's will. So I say, yeah, you knew the good news. I redeemed you from this and this and this. From all the darkness. And you stepped in the light, yeah. But who did you tell? Did you speak my name? That person was going through this, going through this. Did you lay your hands on the sick? Because you have that authority. I gave it to you. Imagine that. I'm going to write a song about this. Maybe this will be a song type day. I already wrote a song that I started writing and I knew it was for someone. Miss Brenda, going through sorrow. Pastor Gary's up there in his glorified body. And I guarantee when he saw Jesus, face to face, our best friend, Jesus, said, job well done. Why? Because Pastor Gary went out and spoke the word. Salvations, encouraged, inspired, did the good works. Faith is not faith without works. Is dead, like your pastor says, but also the word. The word. So, power of your words. Life or death. Don't come at anybody in that way. Help them in any way. Ask, what can I do? I know you're going through something it looks like a lot. And sometimes it doesn't look like a lot. But underneath, these parents, there's a lot of pain, a lot of questions, a lot of hope that tries to go out the window because you're like, I remember thinking, my child's never going to do this. My child, he didn't get out of pull-ups until, I don't know, 5 years old or something. And look at your children that don't go through this. This is not a pity party at all. Whether they have something or not that is challenging. That's a good word, challenging. Not special needs. Not autism. Not mental retardation. Challenge. Challenges. We all face challenges. Well, we have children that we face every day with love, with gentleness. It says in the word as well. I'm really diving in and speaking it, retaining it. Praise God. It says in the word there's a gentleness, fellow believers. And this is actually gentle, even though I get bold and passionate, because I'm allowed, I have the authority, not just for the sinners, the people that are in the dark, but honestly, you are in the dark. If you had some chains, if you're sitting there speaking like this, thinking like this, instead of responding to the situations that are going on with your friends or family or even the people that you see out and about. Pray for them. I just went and got my pup's, you know, his nails did. And guess what? Fellowship with a girl working there. I'm going to talk about her testimony. And her brother just passed away not too long ago. He was a minister at a church and real young. But he went out to street ministry, stuff for the homeless. And I'm going to talk about hand up today. I'm going to get some rest too, but I believe it. God's just going to knock me out and be like, Kristen. But my rest is in him. Why? Why am I so passionate? I'm free. I lived in the Middle East for 5 years and I was not free. I was sexually assaulted while pregnant in a car. And this man was full dress. He was of Muslim faith. And it doesn't matter, honestly, because I've been abused by people not in faith who said they knew Jesus. So Baptist, Methodist, non-denomination, whatever, it doesn't matter. because it's not about what you're saying you are. It's what you're, about your doing in this world, saying who He says you are, but actually being that. So take off that mask and start to ask yourself questions. It's not to be in condemnation and be like, man, but yeah, have that sorrow. Touch your heart to pierce it in a good way so you can start thinking different, because that's the old way. That's not good. It's not of God. Don't ask people what they did wrong for their children to be how they are. John 9. I could talk on and on, but I need to eat something, take care of myself. I do this also because it's like, you know, like I say, this is not for my light, this is glory to God. There's always been a humility and faith phase that you go through, and still He's teaching me, always. And there are people, y'all encouraging me and telling me your testimonies and what is done, me speaking out, it's all glory to God. But please come to me and tell me what has changed in your life, because you've heard a word of God. What, this is Christ in me. So I'm speaking through the Holy Spirit, telling me what to say to reach just that one for the 99 that will cover the 99 sheep. That one. Maybe you're the prodigal son. Go to that parable. He has his arms open wide, still saying, come back. Come back to me. Mercy's new every day. So think about what you say. And just go ahead and pray. God bless you. This was said with love. Amen.